Now to conclude, let me just tell a little Indian animal story. Their stories are great, and they illuminate things like that. This is of a tigress. Some of you know this story, I'm sure. It was a favorite of Ramakrishna. She was pregnant and starving. She came upon a little herd of goats, and in her zeal she pounced too hard. The goats scattered, but she brought on the birth of her little one and died herself. The goats came back to where they'd been, and they had very strong parental instincts. They saw this tiny little just-born tiger with its dead mother, and so they adopted it. The tiger grew up thinking it was a goat. It learned to eat grass. It learned to bleat. It couldn't see itself in a mirror, so it didn't know that it wasn't a goat. Of course, grass isn't good for tigers, and so it was a pretty miserable specimen of its kind by the time it reached adolescence. And it was at that time that a great big male tiger pounced at the same little herd, and the goat scattered. But this thing, after all, was a tiger, and he was standing there. And the big fellow looked at him, and he said, "What? You living here with goats?" "Meh," says the tiger, and he nibbles a bit of grass. The big boy was mortified. What a shock to find his species in this condition. And he gives him a buffet or two and gets only these silly bleats. In desperation, he picks him up by the scruff of the neck and takes him to a quiet pond. Now, as I said last week, the idea of yoga is that the rippling of the mind should stand still and be like a quiet pond, and then you'd see the perfect image. So the little fellow looks into the quiet pond. The big fellow, the guru, looks in too. Now the guru says, "Look at that face. You've got the pot face of a tiger. You're not a goat. You're like me. Be like me." Another silly bleat, but something's sinking in. Again, he's picked up by the neck and taken to the tiger's den, where there's a recently killed gazelle, all bloody and nice and yummy. And the big fella takes a big chunk of this stuff and shoves it at the little one. The little one backs away. "I'm a vegetarian," he says. "Come on now," says the big one, and he shoves this stuff down his throat, and he gags on it. And the text says, as all do on true doctrine. Well, he gags all right, and it gets into his veins and all, and he begins to feel something going buzzing along that he'd never felt before. The right food. And spontaneously, his own tiger nature gets hold of him, and he gives, without even knowing it, a tiger stretch. And a little tiger, I can't call it a roar, but it's something approximating that, enough for the big fellow who knew roars to recognize it as a possibility. The big fellow says, "There we are now. And now we go into the forest and eat tiger food." The moral is that we are all, every one of us, tigers, living among all these goats. And as my students say when I tell them this story, put a tiger in your tank. So.
You've been listening to The World Soul, the fifth talk by Joseph Campbell in the series entitled Inward Journey, East and West. This recording was authorized by the Joseph Campbell Foundation and produced by Electronic Educational Programs. Our theme music is by Acoustic Alchemy. For more information on the work of Joseph Campbell, please call the Foundation at 1-800-330-MYTH, 1-800-330-MYTH, or you can contact us on the World Wide Web at jcf.org. I'm Maura Vaughan. Thank you for listening.
This has been a HighBridge audio presentation.